Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Well, welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. I'm Charlie Matos. In this episode, Country Music Hall of Famer, Bluegrass Hall of Famer, Musicians Hall of Famer, longtime member of our Grand Ole Opry family, Ricky Skaggs would join us on our studio hotline. Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, the Christmas tour underway. We would talk about the tour and share some great memories of playing Nashville's historic Ryman Auditorium, the birthplace of bluegrass music. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Ricky Skaggs.
I think, if memory serves me, I don't know who is writing the checks, but as we welcome Opry star and Country Music Hall of Famer Ricky Skaggs to Coffee, Country, and Cody this morning. And you guys were, what band is it that you and Vince were in, and who was writing the checks?
Well, it was a little band called Boone Creek, and we were trying to be progressive bluegrass, but we loved traditional music so much, Ralph and Carter and Monroe, that we couldn't stray too far from the fold. We'd stray just enough to make the purists really PO'd at us. They didn't like that too much.
So,
well, now Monroe didn't play it like that. I think I wrote the checks, or I may have just been a cash man. I'm not sure. Anyway, everybody got paid, I reckon.
A cash man, I love that. And Vince, if I recall, didn't Vince play bass?
Yeah, Vince played bass and anything else he wanted to play. He was just something.
He's kind of like you. He's pretty prolific in all of them.
Twin fiddle. Yeah, we'd play twin fiddles. He brought a steel guitar. We played Cullowhee, North Carolina one time, and it was, I mean, we were trying everything, you know. It was just, it was great. But yeah, Vince was with us for a while. It was sure sweet. Just the vocals, you can imagine, you know. But it was great fun.
Well, Ricky Skaggs is here, and he and Kentucky Thunder are on the road. They got the bus pulled up in Chattanooga in somebody's front yard this morning. These people are going to be very surprised when they look out the picture window there and go, well, look, Geneva, Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder are here. And they're playing Chattanooga.
A man walking down the hill with a double barrel right now.
Then they're off to Birmingham. And then Saturday, you're back home, sleeping in your own bed Saturday night into Sunday. Ricky Skaggs, Kentucky Thunder Christmas with a lot of special guests. And at 7:30, Ryman Auditorium, Ryman.com, Ryman Box Office for the few remaining tickets. And Ricky, when we say special guests, run that down for us. What's that going to look like?
Well, Jeff Taylor is the only one that we're mentioning. We want it to be a surprise to everyone, but it's going to be a great, great reunion type show, if you catch my drift. But we want to keep people kind of wishing and wondering. So, but it's going to be so much fun and something that we've been looking forward to ever since we knew we had the date. And it was actually back when we did Bluegrass Nights that we announced it. And I told people, as they're going up on the intermission to get them some hooch up there, upstairs, go buy a Christmas ticket and come see us in December. So,
yeah. And if you want to know how to get to the hooch, just follow Kelly Sutton.
I'm right there.
Kelly, now, is she a hoocher?
She'll
be going back for seconds there, boss man.
Listen to me. Hey, Ricky, what's your favorite song that you get to perform on this trek? Because you get to do so many Christmas classics. So which one is just the most fun?
Well, you know, we've just this year, Sharon came in. I was listening to some music the other day, and Sharon come walking in and stuck out that foot and cocked that Texas woman stand and pointed at me. And she said, you know what would be a good song for y'all to work up? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I said, oh, my goodness. So I went and found Gene Autry's version of it, and we've been watching a lot of Gene Autry around our house with Mr. Buck. So anyway, so we have worked that up, and I could not remember all the reindeer's names. So if I start to forget, I just look over and say, Dennis and Mikey and Russell and Jeff Taylor. I did that last night, actually. And, you know, where did we play last night? Oh, God, I can't even remember. Isn't that awful?
You were in Cincinnati last night.
That's right, Cincinnati. Oh, good old Cincinnati, yeah. Anyway, we had a great crowd there last night, and it was wonderful. But we've just had so much fun playing these songs, and you know, you do them once a year, and so Billy, our sweet Billy Contreras that plays fiddle with us all the time, his wife is about ready to pop, you know, with a baby, and so he decided to stay home, and we told him to stay close by, and so he'll be at the Ryman, but Avery Merritt is out playing fiddle with us and is just doing a great job. Of course, Jeff Taylor's our Christmas guest.
All right. And there could be other surprises.
And others.
Yeah, and others. So in closing, yeah. December, the birth of the baby Jesus, we celebrate on the 25th, Christmas
yes,
Day. It is also December 1945 that we think of as the official date for the birth of bluegrass at the Ryman Auditorium. Tell that quick backstory as you get ready to head to the Ryman on Saturday, Ricky.
Well, Mr. Monroe came to the Grand Ole Opry in 1939, and he kind of meandered around with lots of different sounds. He had an accordion in the band, which was really great. It was Howdy Forrester's wife. She was an amazing player and singer. She did some recordings, but Bill had, String Bean. He wasn't called String Bean in those days. It was David Ackerman, and he had him playing banjo, and he decided to leave. Lester Flatt had also come in the band and was singing, just singing lead for Bill. So when String Bean left, they were looking for a banjo player, and they'd heard about a guy that was, from North Carolina. Jim Shoemate was playing fiddle, and he knew about Earl Scruggs, and so they had an audition with him, and man, they hired him on the spot. I think Mr. Monroe said, pack up your stuff, we're going for 2 weeks. And so anyway, they hired him, and in 1945, on a Saturday night, they really played the first what we would know as bluegrass music, with Earl playing that three-fingered roll and that drive and all of that, and it really just birthed a whole new genre of music, and we celebrate it today. And we do, you know, Kelly, we're doing a lot of instrumentals. I just think there's so much joy in these instrumentals I've been writing here the last few years, and so it's funny, we're calling them Christmas names, you know, like Icy Vine Grove or Snowy Clifftop or something like that, you know, just for fun. But we're having so much fun out here on the road and just celebrating the birth of Jesus, you know, and getting to tell people about him. And we're, you know, we're doing some gospel songs too. So it's just fun. You know, it's not, awesome. Not just all 100% Christmas stuff, but it certainly is based around the Lord.
Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, Chattanooga, Birmingham, and Saturday night, Nashville, Ryman Auditorium.
Sunday night.
Sunday night. Yes. I'm sorry. Thank you. 7:30 Sunday night, Ryman Auditorium, Ryman.com, Ryman Box Office for more tickets and information. And remember, he's a cash man. You heard it here on Coffee Country and Cody. And I remember many, many years ago at Christmas time, the phrase that you used in describing being a child in Eastern Kentucky. And you said, what of Christmas times are coming about Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys when you'd hear this?
When I heard this, I knew Santa was putting his boots on. And, of course, you know, back then they didn't play Christmas music before Thanksgiving like they are nowadays, getting them sales up going. It was like just going to be a few weeks away. So when I heard them play that, I knew Santa Claus was ready to come to my house because Christmas time was a-coming.
That's Ricky Skaggs, and this is Coffee, Country, and Cody. God bless you. Thank you, Rick.
Bless you, boys and girls.
Merry Christmas.
time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, mountain homes are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing?
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023, Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.